好，亲爱弟兄姐妹，早安。
As you can see, Pastor Chang's not back yet.
你可以知道张牧师还没回来哦。
He'll be back on Tuesday evening.
下个礼拜二傍晚回来。
And it sounds like they're having a great moment in Taiwan.
看起来听说他在台湾有很好的一些相聚的时间。
Unfortunately, if you know, they were trying to do a mission training, but unfortunately the typhoon caused them to have to reschedule.
他们原来要做一个门徒训练，但是因为台湾最近有一个台风，所以就没有办法做成。
It's funny because Pastor Chang, before he left, asked me to pray to make sure the typhoon doesn't affect the wedding.
Okay. 很有趣的是，张牧师在走以前耳提面命叫我为他的这个台风祷告，让他不要来。
But unfortunately, we didn't know that it will affect the mission.
Okay. 在临走前，张牧师要我祷告为这个台风他这个走向祷告，但我们没有想到他会影响到我们的这个事工。
It shows an interesting thing about prayer.
其实这件事情就再次凸显出祷告的重要。
Oftentimes we forget to pray for what's important and God does honor our prayers, but we forget to pray the whole prayer.
很多时候我们祷告的时候我们忘了祷告重点，很有意思，神跟我们同工的时候他会纪念我们的祷告，但是让我们看到我们祷告的时候我们缺失了什么重点。
So I highly encourage us to keep praying for the mission team because Pastor Chang is in Taipei right now.
我还是请大家继续为最后这几天的短宣队来祷告。张牧师目前在台北。
And even though Pastor Chang, just because he has a few hours, you know he's using every single minute.
那你们知道张牧师的性格，他只要有几个小时，他都会要做什么。
So I know he's meeting with churches and pastors during this time, and we just want to lift up prayers for the team.
他现在就是尽他所能在台湾跟各个教会、各个牧师能够有做连结，所以我们要为他这个祷告。
So if we could just lift up prayers before.
我们可不可以现在好不好一起来为张牧师跟短宣队祷告？
So gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our mission team in Taiwan.
恩典的主，我们感谢你为张牧师以及短宣队在台湾来祷告。
Lord, we know that they have been doing good works over there.
我们知道他在那边为你做了很多很棒的工作。
Lord, we hear that they did two revival meetings during this time.
他们做了两个复兴分兴会。
And they celebrated our sister Yunyun's wedding.
他们在那边一起参与了云云的婚礼。
And so Lord, as the missions team's time is coming to an end, we pray constantly for them.
在这个短宣队即将要结束的时候，我们要持续的来为他们祷告。
Lord, we ask Lord that in the conversations and the meetings that they have in Taiwan right now, you will bless them.
我们求你祝福他们在台湾的每一个跟人的对话，每一个的聚会，每一个的教导。
And we bless their return as they return back to New York safely on Tuesday.
我们为他们回程一路平安，平安回到我们纽约来祷告。
So we put our team in your hands, Lord Jesus.
我们将这个短宣队交在你的手里。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。Amen.
And secondly, I want to really appreciate our sister, our principal of our Sunday school, Sister Wenyi.
其实我们想要为这个儿童主日学的校长来祷告。
Okay, want to pray for you? Okay. No,
it's okay. 大家为儿童主日学校长祷告，谢谢，他很需要。
Because without Wenyi, I don't know how today would have happened. Because without you, I don't know how this would happen.
因为我不知道他只是为什么会这样子。
Because I would always ask people, could you please translate for me? Because Pastor Chang told me, and they would go, no.
我每次问他，要不我那个张牧师来不在的时候来翻译，他说不要。
But only Sister Wenyi recently was the only one that would say yes.
只有文怡他因为没有选择，他只好说好。
But I know the sacrifice because Sunday school is stretched right now, and for our principal to be here to help, it's difficult.
对，我们儿童主日现在呢很需要，所以当校长来这边的时候，我们下面其实就要请江师母在下面，其实下面很多同工都很辛苦。
Yes, and one of the things that we want to encourage our people here is if there's a heart for children ministry, we really need help in the Chinese-speaking children that we have.
我们其实很诚恳地呼召大家能够为儿童主日学的事工来祷告。如果你们对儿童主日学有负担的话，我们其实这边有一个神放在我们当中中文事工正在展开，我们希望你为这件事情祷告。
Because our team is excellent, but however, because there's language barriers, cultural barriers, we really need coworkers from the CM.
我们儿童主日学老师团队非常棒，很多他们其实是不要看他们年纪小，他们多年的教战老师，但是有语言上的限制，所以当面临到新移民讲中文的时候，其实会没有办法把神的话在文化上或在语言上传讲这么好。
And so I want to stress the fact is that we are want to be a missional church.
我们希望是一个有使命，是一个传福音的一个教会，我们希望有讲中文的人愿意委身在儿童主日学。
But mission is not just going somewhere.
这个大使命传福音不是一定要到哪里去。
Because I remember Pastor Chang when he had the call from God.
你还记得张牧师他说他当他领受神的呼召。
He thought he was going to go to China.
他当时以为他要去中国。
Well, of course he did.
不过他去过。
But in the current lens, he recognized it's for the people coming to his church.
但他最近他看到神的视角是他看到其实人从中国从世界各地来到我们这个教会。
And so I know our heart as a church, we want to go back to China.
我知道张牧师的心是想要进到中国。
I know a bold vision of a revival in Tiananmen Square.
我们有一个极大一个很大胆的一个意向是能够回到天安门广场来敬拜神。
But what if God is calling us to start here with our children in downstairs?
但也有可能这么大的一个远大的意向是起始于我们这个教会地下室那个小小儿童主日学的心里。
We might miss that next step just because we refuse.
我们有可能会失去跟神同工的机会，只是因为我们错失了这样子的感动。
So I want to challenge you guys. If there's a heart, there's a tug, there's a move, even a sliver, maybe God is calling.
我想要挑战大家，如果在心里面你现在有一点悸动，有一点感动，有一点什么，也许是神正在跟你说话。
Okay, but that's not the sermon today.
Okay, thank you so much. 这个不是今天要讲的主题。
Okay, but I'm just grateful for Wen Yi and her sacrifice.
我真的很谢谢我们儿童主日学校长还有很多人的摆上。
Okay, but let's go into the word.
Thank you. 然后我们现在要开始讲正题了。
We'll be reading from the prophet Hosea chapter 6.
我们要来看何西阿书第六章。何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
都翻到了吗？何西阿书第六章。
It's a little hard to find, it's after Daniel.
如果你觉得很难找到，因为很小一本，它是在但以理书的后面。
Okay. So chapter 6. We will read in English and then we'll read in Chinese. Okay.
先读英文，然后我来讲中文。
Okay. Hosea chapter 6. The word of the Lord says this. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down and he will bind us up.After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will rise up that we may live before him. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that waters the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away.Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. But like Adam, they transgressed the covenant. There they dealt faithlessly with me. Gilead is the city of evildoers, tracked with blood. As robbers lie in wait for man, so the priests band together. They murder in the way of Shechem, and they commit villainy. In the house of Israel, I have seen horrible things. Ephraim, whoredom is there. Israel is defiled. For you also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed. This is the word. Thanks be to God.
何西阿书第六章，我们一起来读神的话。来吧，我们归向耶和华，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必偿果。过两天，他必使我们苏醒；第三天，他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。主说，以法莲啊，我可向你怎样行呢？犹大啊，我可向你怎样做呢？因为你们的良善如同早晨的云雾，又如速散的甘露。因此 我借先知砍伐他们，我以口中的话杀戮他们。我施行的审判如光发出，我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭祀，喜爱认识神胜于凡祭。他们却如亚当被约，在境内向我行事诡诈。基列是作孽之人的城，被邪沾染，强盗成群，怎样埋伏杀人，祭司结党也照样在事件的路上杀戮，行了邪恶。在以色列家我见了可憎的事，在以法莲那里有淫行，以色列被玷污。犹大呀，我使被掳之民归回的时候，必有为你所命定的收场。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word.
恩典的主，我们谢谢你的话。
And Holy Spirit, we ask, Lord, that you illuminate this passage.
圣灵，我帮求你帮助我们来精简这个信息。
Lord, would you empower me, your servant, and our translator, Wen Yi?
求你加添力量给我以及翻译的文艺姐妹。
And so that we can give this word in clarity.
所以我们能够清楚地把你话传讲。
And Lord, bring hope and encouragement to all.
能够带信心以及盼望在我们当中。
So we thank you, Lord.
我谢谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Friends, there's a huge difference between knowing something and knowing about something.
真正认识一件事情跟你只仅仅知道这件事情当中有巨大的差别。
And many people assume they would know something just because they studied it, they researched about it, they looked up tutorials and such.
很多人他们认为他们知道这件事情，因为他们学过了，看了一些那个油管上面的学习影片，他们就觉得他们会了。
However, if we attempt to do something just because we assume we know, it doesn't necessarily mean we will be able to do it.
但是我们就是觉得我们看懂了，我们就开始做这件事情，不代表我们真的会哦。
I have a good friend, just out of the blue recently. He really was interested in working on his own car.
我有一个朋友，他最近哦，突然天外飞来一笔，决定他要修车。
And he's an expert of studying things.
他是学习能力很高的一个专家。
So he decided to watch a bunch of YouTube videos about how to fix your car.
所以他就在油管上面看了一堆修车的一些影片。
And as he's watching, he's like, oh, that's easy.
他看他就觉得嗯，我会了，蛮容易的。
So one day he called me up.
所以有一天他跟我打电话。
And he's asking me for advice.
他说他想要寻求我的一些协助。
Mainly because his wife knows something's wrong and wants a second opinion.
因为他说他不确定，所以他想要有一个第二意见来参考，他可能知道他做错了。
So he shared with me, he recently changed the oil by himself.
他说他最近他自己换机油。
But as he keeps driving, he keeps getting this light that comes up.
但是他每次开车的时候，那个机油灯还是亮起来。
It'll go away, but come on.
有走掉，可是又亮起来。
So as I was hearing this, I asked him, did you put oil in it?
那他跟我分享说，我就问他一个很基本的问题，你到底有没有加油进去？加机油啊，你换了有没有加进去？
And he responded, he's like, I'm certain I put oil in it.
他回答所以说我肯定加了呀，这个。
It's almost as if I offended him.
而且好像觉得我冒犯他问这种问题。
I was just asking him a question.
我只是问他一个问题嘛。
But luckily he lives around this church.
那很幸运的是他就离我们教会不远。
So I was like, okay, let me walk by and see what's going on.
所以我就去他家了一趟。
So I came to his house.
我到了他家。
I asked him to open the hood.
我说你把那个车前柜打开。
I just pulled up the stick.
然后我就拿那个量油的尺啊，把它拉出来看。
There was no oil in it.
干掉了，没有油。
That's the problem.
那就是很简单基本的问题嘛。
See, we can easily study, watch videos, and just think that we could do so, but actually we don't know what we're doing.
所以有的时候我们学习一个东西很表面的，我们觉得我们懂了，但是我们可能漏掉，我们其实不知道我们漏掉最根本基本的东西。
But that's what skills and trade, but when we're talking about relationship, it's a completely different end.
当然我刚刚举的例子是讲技巧跟职业，但我们讲到人跟人的关系呢，哎，它又是另外一个问题。
Because in order for us to actually have a relationship and know somebody, we actually need to spend some time with people.
因为你当你想要真正认识一个人的时候，你必须要怎么样？你要花时间跟他相处。
Right? You can easily assume you know someone from watching them from a distance.
你可以很简单的认为我充分了解这个人，我远远的看他，听说他很多次。
Right? Or we can listen to the comments of what others say about them.
或是我可以看别人在网上对他的评论，我也觉得我好了解这个人。
But however, you only realize when you hear comments of people, you're only hearing their perspective of that person.
那事实上，你真正明白的只是别人对他的评论。
Because in order for you to really actually know somebody, you have to spend time with them.
你要真的全面认识这个人，你必须要花时间跟他相处。
And then you analyze what you're seeing in your observation and what people are saying. Are they true?
And 然后你自己凭你自己的认识之后，你再来看你对他的认识跟别人对他评论是不是一样的。
I think this is a disconnect when we talk about our faith.
我觉得。在我们讲到我们信仰的时候，也有这样子的一个差距哦。
Because God is a person.
因为神他是一位神格，他是一位神。
We have to experience this person.
我们也必须要去经历到我们这一位真神。
Right? We can't just be hearing about him or studying him and just think we know who God is.
我们不能就是听牧师讲一讲，听小组长讲一讲，看看圣经，我们就觉得我们认识神了。
Because while many of us we're blessed and have undeniable encounters with God.
我当然在座我们有很感谢神的，很多人他们已经有那个无可抵赖，已经经历神的经验，很棒啊。
Many probably did not or most likely are just unaware of all the blessings of God.
但是还是有很多人呢，他们其实并不明白或甚至不知道自己经历过神。
And I'm sure we hear stories often about others hearing about what God can do in their lives.
我们当然听过很多人的见证啊，神在他们生命中的怎么样的作为。
But we also oftentimes question, like, can God do it for me?
那常常我们心里会有这个问题说，那神会在我生命中做什么样的事，可以吗？
But I challenge you guys, often I think it's more so we tend to forget.
那我想要挑战你们的事情是，神不是没有做，是很多时候我们忘记了。
I remember when I was young as our young people in youth group.
那我记得我跟我们这个年轻人一样大年纪的时候。
And one time we had the discussion about encounters, tangible encounters with God.
有一次我们在讨论怎么样能够经历到真实经历的神的同在。
And I remember one guy, he shared this and he was like, yeah, you know, I never seen God work in my life.
我记得有一个年轻人就说啊，对啊，我从来没有经历过神在我生命中运行的经历。
And his sister got up and just cut him off.
他的姐姐妹妹 or sister, OK, 他的姐妹就站起来就把他话打断。
And she was like, what are you talking about? Dad almost died.
那你在说什么呀？我们爸爸快死了，你忘记那次吗？
And his response was, oh, yeah, right.
说哦，对哈，对，那次确实有经历过神。
See, we have been blessed so much with God around us.
其实你要仔细想想，我们其实常常经历神的恩典。
He's been working among us and for us, but often we just are unaware.
他常常在我们当中为我们做了很多奇妙事，我们只是记得或是会忽略，不记得或是会忽略。
It's why it's so difficult with this relationship with God, because he's at work, but we cannot accept his providence for us.
这常常就是我们跟神的关系，神正在运行，但是我们好像不能接受或是不能意识到他的恩典在我们当中。
See, the problem is if we have yet have our own personal conclusions or encounters with God when we're in difficult seasons, it's hard to hold on to our faith.
这问题就是在于如果我们没有个人意识到经历到神在我们当中作为神的经历，当我们在人生遇到困难的阶段的时候，我们这个信心就会产生危机。
See, of course we know that God can provide and he'll deliver us from evil, but if they're just facts in our lives of his providence and deliverance, then we will easily lose our patience and hope in the midst of that time.
当然我们知道神他可以供应，他也会释放我们脱离凶恶。但是如果我们只是脑袋里面知道哦，神是供应的神，神是释放的神，但是我们不知道怎么样跟我们生命当中做连接的时候，好了，当我们问题来的时候，我们可能没有那个耐性。我们可能因为不认识神他的性格，不认识他的作为，没有耐心等到，没有办法看到，我们可能会流失掉。
And unfortunately, in those moments of losing our patience with God, we will run to anything that will bring us any comfort.
那很不幸的是，常常在那个关键点上，当我们对神失去信心、失去耐心、失去盼望的时候， 我们会做什么？我们接下来就抓我们生命当中所有即刻可以抓、可以立即满足我们、安慰我们的东西。
And of course, going down that route makes it harder and harder for us to see and be aware of God.
当我们一直往那个方向走下去，我们就会越来越难看到神的作为跟恩典。
But if we actually know who God is, and we have witnessed and experienced His providence deliverance, and know it,
如果我们真的经历到神，如果我们真的知道他的供应、他的释放，而且真的认识他的话，
and then we will persevere in all seasons.
那我们不管面对什么样的情况、什么样的阶段，我们都能够有信心等候、忍耐、等候他。
And so the stories of the prophets oftentimes will reveal this story to us, this message to us.
所以在圣经的先知书里面呢，它常常会给我们很多见证。
And in the Old Testament, especially during the kingdom era, God has sent so many prophets to speak to his people, but yet people don't change.
在先知书里面，我们常常看到这一点，神他派他的子民，派他的先知向他的子民说话，但是很多人却听了却没有改变，为什么呢？
Why? Because they really have no clue who God really is for themselves.
因为他们并没有真的明白认识神是怎样的一位神。
Because if they really did, they would have changed and be restored.
因为他们如果真的认识，他们会改变，他们也会被复兴。
You see, they didn't know the Lord, they only knew about the Lord.
你能看得出来吗？他们没有真正认识明白神，他们只是知道神。是不是
right. It was supposed to be this week's Heidelberg question, but it's next week. Question 26. I realize we're not reading the Heidelberg in our book today.
Okay. 对不起啊，我们那个海德堡问答里面第26，我上次没有讲到。
It's next week.
是下个礼拜。
But it will tell you what the meaning the Father of Heaven, Creator of all things mean.
他会在我们下礼拜26条会讲到谁是那个创造神以及这个创造主他对我们的意义。
And we often recite it in the Apostles' Creed.
我们通常在使徒信经里面我们会很清楚的念到他是谁，对不对？
And the answer for that question is that it declares the truth that the Father knows what he's doing.
那这个状况是这样，他是确实是宣告了有关神的真理。
He knows what he's doing regardless in our blessings or sufferings.
神知道他自己在做什么，他也知道我们有受的苦难。
Our Lord will provide.
我们的神会供应。
So if we actually have this true unwavering relationship with God, we trust in Him and Him alone, that He would provide.
如果我们真的对神有这样子的一个清楚的信仰，一个毫无动摇的信心，知道他会供应，那我们就可以站立得住。
And as He provides, He will make changes within and around us, and we will persevere.
当他供应我们的时候，他会从我们里面根本的改变我们，然后我们也能够真的在那个经历神在等候当中，我们能够走得出来。
And yes, prophets oftentimes speak very weighted words.
先知书里面讲话常常很沉重。
But the truth is that the prophets are really speaking on behalf of God to his people to say, make a decision, return to him.
那是因为先知他是代表神，他常常要把这个挑战给我们，说你们要做一个决定，你们要回转向神。
So talk about not knowing and misunderstanding the book of Hosea.
我们要讲到这个何西亚书里面讲到这个对神的无知以及对神的不认识。
I'm reading Hosea because our youth group is studying the Bible for a year and we're up to Hosea now.
我今天会使用何西亚书来讲到，是因为我们年轻人组他们一直在读旧约，我们马上要读到何西亚书了。
But Hosea is a minor prophet book and is often misunderstood.
它是一本小先知书，这个何西阿书哦，而且它常常被人误解。
Because we oftentimes only know Hosea as the prophet who married a prostitute.
对，我们对何西阿的认识大概仅仅止于哦，那个神叫他去娶妓女的那个先知哈。
I think it becomes such a bad taste in single people's minds.
我觉得这件事情会造成别人对这本书的认识的误导，甚至对神的误解哈。
I remember when I was younger being at a retreat.
我还记得当我比较年轻的时候，我参加一个退休会。
And the guest speaker spoke from Hosea.
然后那个讲员呢，就是在讲何西阿书。
Especially chapter 1.
特别讲到第一章。
And his conclusion was this.
然后他的结论就是
Young single people
年轻人啊
Have no expectation of your spouses
你对你未来的配偶不要有任何的期待
Such a bad interpretation
这是这个结论解释对年轻人真的很糟糕
It's a very unfair assumption to think that the book is about Hosea's personal life
这个对于何西阿书整卷书它要传达信息来说是个很不公平的一个注解
And if, honestly if you think about this it'sHonestly, very barely mentioned about his wife.
就用他个人的生活来成为这本书注解。说实在，这本书里面几乎很少看到他跟他太太之间的关系。
And others will comment and say that the book is about how the Hosea's wife treats him is how Israel is treating God.
也有一些解经书有强调说，何西阿太太怎么样对待他，就好像神用这个来表示以色列人怎么样回应神。
Which is true.
这确实是真实的。
But it missed the overarching theme of the book.
但是他却忽略整本书最重要的一个贯穿全本书的一个重要的概念。
And the name Hosea should give it away.
这个何西阿在里面其实不重要。
We just sang a song that says Hosanna.
我们刚刚唱了一首诗歌唱何塞纳。
So anybody know what Hosanna means?
你们知道何塞纳什么意思吗？
Why were they shouting Hosanna when Jesus was coming to Jerusalem?
当耶稣进耶路撒冷城的时候，为什么百姓说何塞纳？
Thank God, save us.
神啊，救我们。
So Hosea is supposed to bring a message of salvation.
何西阿书它其实是要带来一个神救恩的一卷书。
And simply the story, the narrative, the theme is God is a God of justice.
它这本书里面最主要的一个要让我们知道的是。神是一个公义的神
But he's also a God of love.
但他同时也是一个慈爱的主
So he'll bring justice to evil.
他会对于邪恶的有审判
But he'll bring restoration to the one he loves.
他会对他所爱的坚持信仰他的能够带来复兴
And so if you read throughout this book of Hosea, there's so much hope as much as judgment.
如果你把整卷书读完你就会发现这里面充满了希望
So Hosea speaks at the tail end of the northern kingdom of Israel.
何西阿他所存在的那个时代呢是以色列北国他快要被灭亡的那个时代。
And he started prophesying at the reign of Jeroboam II.
他开始出来宣讲开始讲预言是在耶罗波安二世的那个时代。
And Jeroboam's reign was one of the most prosperous for northern Israel.
那个耶罗波安二世他是可以说是北国带领北国进入最大繁荣的王了。
But you know oftentimes prosperity means lack of God.
那你也可以想象常常繁荣他背后带的是什么就是会更加远离神。
So as Jeroboam's reign, there's many prophets that came up.
当那个耶罗班二世在位的时候呢有很多先知也都起来了
We know from 2 Kings that Jonah Yes, Jonah prophesied
我们知道约拿记不记得约拿书他也是在那个时候起来
And he prophesied to Jeroboam that God would restore the land that they lost
约拿他就对耶罗班说神会恢复他的疆土
But then Amos shows up and says, no, you're going to lose the land.
然后另外一个先知阿摩西 Amos, right? Uh-huh. 阿摩西他就起来说神他会把你恢复的疆土再度收回。
It shows that there is a lot of disobedience happening.
那你可以看看这么多先知起来代表神不同时代讲的话你可以知道神会收回疆土很明显他们没有听神的话他们背逆神。
And therefore Hosea is called at the same time to bring the fate of this kingdom.
然后就在这一切当中呢何西阿他被神兴起直接宣讲神对这个国家最后命运的这个定夺
And because of the disobedience the Lord will destroy this nation
因为他们一直叛逆到最后神最后就把这个国家毁灭掉
So Hosea was describing their fate in the previous chapter in chapter 5 and it's pretty gloomy
所以在何西阿书一开始你要看的话其实他们的命运是看 越看越相当悲观的啦
But in chapter 5 it ends with this statement
但是在第五章最后是这样子结束的
The Lord says that he's gonna leave, depart from them
那神说我会 离开你们
But then he shares this I will return again to my place
但是他接下来说我还是会再回来
Yes, until when they actually acknowledge their guilt and seek my face And in their distress, earnestly seek me.
等他们自己知道自己有罪了，等他们切切来寻求我面的时候，我还会再回来。
Wow, it's an amazing reminder.
Wow, 这真的是一个很棒，对我们很大的一个提醒哦。
Because this is a reminder from God to Solomon when the temple was rebuilt. I mean, was built.
这其实是同样的一句话，在神他当初所罗门王他建圣殿之后，神跟他讲的话。
He says, regardless of the punishment and judgment that he's going to bring to the people.
不管将来因为人的悖逆，神带来了什么样的审判。
The Lord declared to Solomon, if my people humble themselves and turn themselves, pray, seek his face, he would forgive them and heal the land.
神对所罗门王说，如果我的百姓只要谦卑他自己，在我的名下来认罪，我就会赦免他们的罪。
Such an amazing reminder.
这是一个很大的一个提醒跟安慰。
That if we humble ourselves and turn, God's going to restore us.
如果我们自卑来到神面前，神要恢复我们。
So hence, and when we start this chapter, Hosea urges people to return to the Lord.
所以在这边何西阿他催促了百姓说，回来吧。
Yeah, he's telling him return, and for he has torn us, but he's going to heal us. He has struck us down, but he will bind us up.
神说回来吧，虽然我撕裂你们，但是我必医治你们；虽然我击打你们，但是我也必缠裹你们的伤。
First things first, Hosea isn't telling them to apologize to the Lord because they got caught.
不要弄错了，就是何西阿书这边不是只是说哦，你们错了，赶快跟神道歉啊。
He's telling them to recognize God has the ability to change the fate of what they're going.
他想要告诉他们，你要体验，你要认识到神是有能力改变你的命运。
You see, throughout the words of the prophets, it was never really about the errors and the judgment that would come with it.
你知道所有先知的话语呢，从来都不是仅仅只是要讲到你的罪在哪，你犯的错在哪，然后给你什么样的审判，从来不仅是这个。
Apostle Paul reminds us in his letter that prophecy is meant to build up, encourage, and comfort.
保罗他在他给我新约时代的书信里面讲到，他说神的话语是为什么？是叫做造就、劝勉。造就劝勉跟安慰，对不对？安慰造就劝勉，是吗？
If that is what Paul is stating that the work of prophecy is, then we have to understand that it speaks the same in the Old Testament.
如果保罗在新约跟我们讲的这么清楚，神的话就是为了要造就劝勉安慰，那其实跟我们旧约先知讲的话是同一个意思，也是要造就我们、劝勉我们、安慰我们。
So yes, the prophets in the Old Testament sounds like they're telling the people of their errors, but also at the same time, there's great message that they're one repentance away from God to change the situation.
对，旧约的先知虽然指出了百姓的错误以及带出了神的审判，但是也是提醒我们，只要我们愿意悔改，神可以改变我们的处境。
If they humble themselves and sought after him, he will forgive them.
Yeah, 如果他们愿意自己谦卑自己来到神面前认罪，悔改，神会改变他们。
But the problem is, I think a lot of times we focus way too much on the judgment at hand.
就是问题就是在于我们常常听到旧约先知说的话，我们常常太过注重在那个审判是什么。
And because of that, we cannot see the possibility of restoration or healing.
常常因为这样子，我们就会错过以及不觉得有可能被医治或是被恢复的可能性。
I'm sure many of us, when we are caught, when we got into trouble, many of us can't see that this is a learning lesson.
我觉得我们很多人都是这样，当我们捅一个娄子，犯一个错，我们常常是怎么看的呢？我们常常不会觉得说啊，这是我的学习机会。
See, we're more focused on the shame that we're feeling, and then we're defending ourselves from, you know, from making the mistakes or getting caught.
我们常常会比较着重在这个羞耻心啊、罪疚感啊，然后以及想着我下次要怎么样，不再犯错了，这样子。
For some odd reason, humanity seems to remember and lock on the negatives rather than the positives.
Yeah, 不知道什么原因哈，很有意思的。我们人类发展到现在，常常总是容易记得负面的、错的东西，然后卡在那个里面。
Because even as Hosea is pleading to the people that God may heal and bind them up, or if you don't know what binding up, bandaging their wounds, I'm certain people probably only heard and retain that God has torn us apart and struck us down from that.
好，就举例，我们刚刚读的何西阿书第六章前面的几节，你读到什么？你读到何西阿他说恳求神医治缠裹我们，好像包扎伤口，对不对？可是我想有多少人比较记得的是，神会击打我们，神会怎么样？撕裂我们，是不是？ Okay.
It's funny. I work with so many leaders and teams in my ministry career.
真的很有意思，是我在我的服事过程当中，我跟很多教会的领袖以及他们的团队一起服事同工过。
And in most leadership teams and leaders, often the feedback is.People give is that they are criticized for their mistakes and errors and receive very little encouragement.
在很多教牧的核心同工或者是很多的那种在教会服事人当中，你去听他们的回应的时候，他们常常会反映说，他们大部分得到的都是批评、被指教，很少得到肯定及鼓励。
It's almost as if leaders don't appreciate.Their team.
从他们的讲话过程当中，你都几乎会觉得他们的教牧领袖好像完全不肯定他们，完全不欣赏他们一样。
Yes, we have a plain joke in our team where my wife doesn't give a lot of encouragement.
我们在我们的英文堂里面，我们有一个自己内部的笑话，说哦，我的太太最喜欢给肯定的话。
So if there's any level of encouragement, they take it as a win.
对，如果他们能够听到什么肯定的话，他们已经觉得是。很厉害了。
So when my wife encourages them, they will all recognize and they'll tell each other about it.
对，所以只要我的太太，就是我的师母肯定他们，他们就立刻争相走报。你看师母今天来肯定我。
But like when I encourage them, I don't know if they remember.
但是我要说这句话呢，好像不知道他们会不会记得。
Sometimes I catch them. I say, "You remember what I said?"
我常常问他们，哎，你记不记得我这样讲过你？
They say no.
No.
And in my day, I feel like I was yelling at them a week ago or something.
但他们会记得我什么什么时候对他们大吼过。
It's funny.
这很奇怪。
But if you really look and study and observe teams, you often notice that teams are celebrated, they are encouraged, they are complimented for their efforts.
所以，但是你如果仔细去了解他们之间的互动的话，其实公平来说，这些同工是有被肯定过，这些同工是有被鼓励过，他们也有被劝勉过。
However, when there is a need for correction, the team member will only remember that.
但是呢，当他一旦听到一个需要被指教的，往往我们人就卡在里面，只记得那一个。
No matter how much compliments were given to them in the past, they'll only remember the times they felt ridiculed.
不管有多少被肯定、被感谢的机会，他们只唯一记得那个被人家嘲笑的那一次，是不是？
In psychology, it's argued that we focus more on negatives for survival.
心理学层面说啊，这个很正常，因为人这个演化的过程当中呢，我们要记得负面经验，这样我们减少这个错误，我们才能存活嘛，这样子。
Yeah, so we naturally won't forget, and so we tend not to repeat it.
所以我们就会天然很自然的，我们这个筛选下来，我们就会比较不会忘记负面的东西，然后我们才不会重蹈覆辙。
You see, that's data.
你能听得出来我刚刚讲那个好像是心理学里面统计出来的东西。
But how many of us actually that plans out?
但是请问这个在你生命当中真的这样子通吗？
But instead, we are wrecked and we continue this endless cycle of defeat and shame.
不同的，因为我们如果卡在这个负面的东西的话，我们会一直一遍又一遍的重复，这样重蹈覆辙，我们走不出来的。
And so instead of repeating the same negative thing, we repeat something else as negative.
而且不但我们总是自我否定，然后我们也会开始做其他自我否定的东西。
And the results become worse and worse.
然后这个结果就会越来越糟。
This has to be, friends, a byproduct of the fall.
我想这个大概是从亚当堕落的 fall, right? 的一个在我们人类当中的一个副产品吧。
And one of the strategies of how the enemy is keeping us from returning to God.
也是我们的仇敌想尽办法让我们不要靠近神的一个方法之一。
So the prophetic words are calling us to return to God.
所以先知的话语是呼召我们来归向神。
But as we see in the Old Testament, and as we see even today, people don't seem to return to God.
但是先知书讲传讲这么多千年，从旧约到新到现在，我们没有看到人归向神。为什么？对。
Yeah. Why? Simple. It's because we really don't know the Lord.
为什么呢？因为很简单，因为人不真的认识神。
Friends, humanity was meant to bear the image of God.
我们人本来应该是有神的形象。
And our duty was to help the world know who God really is.
那我们的职责就是要帮助这个世人，这个世代来认识神。
However, humanity has done a terrible job of representing God to others.
但是到目前为止，整体来看呢，我们人类以代表神这件事来说，我们这个职责做得怎么样？很糟糕。
Right. And so when we make mistakes and errors, we are punished by people, and then often the result is,We feel like we know are no longer cared or loved for by them.
因为当我们犯错的时候呢，哎，别人不管是谁哈，就给我们一个惩罚。然后呢，这个关系是惩罚完了之后呢，我们就发现这个关系不太一样了，因为我们就不再被爱，不再被肯定了，好像就关系就不一样了。
And even if the person says that they forgave us, we all know what happens after. The relationship is so different from what was before.
哪怕对方说，哎呀，我原谅你的，没事没事，但是你可以感觉到那个。东西关系已经不一样了。
See, this is how we view each other.
这个是我们跟别人之间看别人的一个角度哈。
But the problem is we believe God is the same.
但是这个是跟人跟人的关系，我们关系会因为这样而破坏。那很不幸的是，我们看神呢，常常也是这个样子。
See, we base our understanding of God with the interaction with one another.
我们把我们对神的认识建立在我们跟人关心的经验上面。
So we cannot fathom the God that is being told in the Word.
我们完全没有办法去能够理解圣经上要告诉我们这位神到底是怎样的一位神。
Right? Who can really, really truly understand God?
谁能够真的认识神呢？
So as we read like Psalm, like Psalm 103, what we usually will say to you when we, after prayers of forgiveness.
诗篇103篇里面有讲到说想到神他赦免我们的罪。
Yeah, it says, for high as the heavens to the earth, how great and steadfast his love is for us. His love is higher to the heavens to the earth. And as far as east is from the west, that's his forgiveness for us.
诗篇103篇这边11节讲到，天离地是何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Because that's his love and forgiveness for us.
那这是他的爱，他对我们的赦罪的恩典。
Could God really remove our transgression this far from us?
神真的能够除去我们所有的过犯吗？
It's hard to comprehend.
在我们心里面，我们真的很难想象。
See, because we don't see it in the lives of the people.
你知道问题是在于，我们从来没有在一个人的身上看到这样子的关系。
So we cannot see a possibility for God to do the same.
所以我们也无法就我们的认识这经验能够去了解相信神居然可以这样做。
So this is why I'm saying so many of us really don't know God as well as we think.
这就是我说大部分的人都不真正的了解。Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
So many of us really don't know God as well as we think.
很多人他其实并不认识神像我们自己以为的认识他。
Because we assume God will treat you exactly the same as how people will treat you.
因为我们假设神会跟别人一样的方式对待我。
I remember one time I was in a struggling season.
我想到在我自己人生当中其实很艰难的那一段时间。
And my mentor challenged me on this topic.
我的属灵导师曾经在这件事上挑战过我。
And growing up, I'll be honest, I didn't have the best relationship with my father.
在我成长的过程当中，我要诚实跟大家说，我跟我父亲的关系不是那么好。
And working with it for 2 decades with you for most, I can confidently say he wasn't the worst.
不过在跟青少年工作20年之后，我还是可以很肯定的跟你讲，我爸爸绝对不是最糟的那一个。
But however, there were still some deep wounds that affected me.
然而在我生命当中，其实还是有很多很深的伤痕还在那里。
And it hindered how I view the Father.
他确实会阻碍我来认识我们阿爸天父。
So I remember my mentor asked me this weighty question during that time that I hated.
我记得有一天我的属灵导师呢，他就问我一个我觉得很沉重的问题，然后这问题我很不喜欢。
I know I hate it because I say the same thing to everybody and I know they hate it.
我知道我很讨厌这个问题呢，然后我知道别人很多人也很讨厌这个问题，我知道。
Because he asked me in the situation that I was in, he asked me this one question.
因为他说当我在那样子的一个困难 那个相处的状况当中，他问了我一个问题。
And he asked, did I pray about it?
他问我说，你在那个困难当中，你有没有把他带到神面前来祷告？
See, people hate this question because right away you see the shame and guilt in their face.
你知道我讨厌这个问题是因为他一问我，我马上就有罪疚感。
And most people will hide and be like, what are you talking about? Of course I did.
很多人就会说，你在说什么？我当然祷告。
But I'm going to be vulnerable and honest with my mentor, so I said, no, I didn't.
Okay, 但是我想在我的导师之面前呢，我要很诚恳、很真实的跟他讲，我说我没有。
Even though I was in shame, you know.
虽然我也觉得很羞愧。
And so my mentor just gently asked why.
我的导师很温柔的问我为什么没有祷告。
And in my flustered shame response, I said, because I didn't want to inconvenience him.
因为我在我慌乱当中呢，我就突然很羞愧的说，因为我怕麻烦神。
What us humans inconveniencing God？
怎么会这样子？我怎么会这一个人能够麻烦到神呢
？Sounds kind of dumb if you think about God.
Okay， 你退一步想，如果他真是神的话，这个心态是很愚蠢的哈。
Even if you don't have a deep relationship, it sounds dumb.
就算你不用很认识神，你都会觉得怕麻烦神这句话听起来很愚蠢。
But it was in that moment I realized I related our Father in heaven with my earthly father.
但那却是我直接的感受，我刹那间我明白了，因为我把我跟我爸爸的多年的关系，把它投射在我跟神的关系。
Well, however, our earthly father is not like our earthly father.
确实我们在地上的父亲不是我们像完全像在天上的父亲一样。
Even the best of days, my earthly father will not be even close to the father.
哪怕在我爸爸我跟他的相处关系当中最好的那一段时间，他也远远不及天上的父亲。
So in that moment, I had to make a decision. Do I continue to believe this narrative and be stuck in a situation?
就在那一刻我必须要做一个很明意识的一个决定，是我要因着我跟我爸爸关系怕麻烦到我爸爸把他带到神面前，还是我要清楚的知道不要让他来影响我跟神的关系。
So am I going to reframe myself and realize that I'm never going to be an inconvenience to the Father in heaven?
或者我是不是现在要做一个下定决心，不要再用我跟我父亲相处的框架来限制我认识这位神。
Because the truth is, the Heavenly Father loves it when His children come and ask.
因为真实的事情是，我们的神爱我们，他渴望我们来到他面前求他。
See, we have to begin to know the Lord for who He is, not our understandings or our perspectives.
我们必须要从神他自己本身是神是谁来认识他，而不是从我们。跟人的关系的角度去猜想神是什么样的人。
Let's really start to know the Lord.
让我们真的开始来认识神吧。
Can we accept that God is God and we are man?
我们可不可以接受神是神，人是人，可以吗？
Yes, humanity is made in the image of God, but even on a good day, we will not reflect the full image of God.
确实，我们是按照神的形象造的，但是人就算最完美的人，我们完全是像神一样吗？不是吧，哈。
So let us know the Lord Himself and not our understanding of others.
让我们来认识神，透过他是谁来认识神，而不是透过我们自己对他的误解来认识他。
Let God be God, because He can do things that humanity cannot do.
让神做神吧，因为我们人类能够知道的太有限了。
And that's why He's God and we're man, because He can restore us.
就是为什么就是神他可以做我们人不能做，他可以来恢复我们。
Yes, He can restore us, even though he has to correct us in our sinful actions. It does not mean that He cannot restore us.
当然神要在我们犯错的时候，神要指出我们的错，但不代表他指出错之后就跟人一样，他就把我们晾在那儿，他要复兴我们，他要改变我们。
And that's why Hosea encourages in verse 3, he says, let us know, let us really know the Lord.
这就是
He's going out as sure as the dawn, and he'll come as the showers, and as spring rains, waters the truth.
就是刚刚我们在第六章何西阿书那边说的，我们务要认识神，要竭力追求认识他，他出现如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
If you really know the Lord, in any difficult season we are in, you'll realize He won't leave you in ruins, ever.
弟兄姐妹，如果你真的认识神，你就会相信，不管在一个什么样你不为人所知的一个困境、一个状态当中，他永远不会让你停留在那边毁灭掉。
And Hosea uses two images that if they heard it, they have to understand, they cannot deny it.
他何西阿在里面用了两个比喻，让当时的百姓听到就明白，无法抵赖神。
He mentions to them that if they would return, God would show up to them like the sun that rises daily.
第一个他说神会回到百姓当中，就好像每天早上太阳升起一样。
It's a guarantee, and it works for us too.
这是一个保证，神他一定会来，就像太阳升起。
Because I doubt there's one day in our life, unless we live in Alaska or somewhere, where the sun didn't rise in the morning.
我想我们在座的人，或是在何西阿当时人，大概从来没有经历过一天是太阳没有升起。你或许没有看到，但太阳一定升起。除非你可能活在阿拉斯加吧。
They have to remember, even like in Exodus shows this.
你他们必须要记住，甚至在出埃及那段时候故事也是一样。
Regardless of disobedience, in the morning, the Lord provided manna every day.
不管以色列百姓当时在旷野是多么的悖逆神，但是神每天早上给他们什么？玛拿吃。
They never missed a beat until they reached the promised land.
每天从来没有错过一天哦，从来没有说他不乖，今天不给饭吃，毫不犹豫，每天没有停止的给他们每一天的供应。
And God shows up daily as the sun shows up daily.
神他会出现，就像每天早上太阳会出现一样。
If we truly knew the Lord, without a doubt, we would believe just as the sun comes up, He would come every day.
如果我们真的相信神，我们应该毫不犹豫地会相信神会出现在我们生命当中，就跟每天早上太阳会升起一样，出现在我生命中。
And we should be encouraged because just in the laments of Jeremiah, he shares that his mercies are new every morning.
我们必须要能够相信这件事情，在耶利米哀歌里面说到，每个早晨都是新的。
Yes. And then Hosea uses a second imagery that strikes the heart of northern Israel.
第二个比喻何西阿用到的是真的会触碰到，以色列北国每个人的心。
Because in the north of Israel, it's more of a farming.Community.
在以色列北部那边呢，它是以农业著名的啦。
But unlike how we think about farming, they rely on rain only to water their crops.
跟我们现代的务农人不一样，我们可以有浇灌系统。当时务农他们是要靠天吃饭，是要有天下雨，这个作物才会长。
So as you can see, why they quickly turned away and worshipped weather gods like Baal.
当然也就因此，你可以看到他们为什么这么容易的就背弃神，转向。
So story in 1 Kings about Elijah should tell us that they didn't know much about God.
在以利亚先知跟他们的对话当中，你就会知道他们其实真的不认识神。
Right, but it showed the fact is that as they called out to Baal, Baal was nothing.
你记得以利亚跟他们在加密山上的大法斗，就是他们向他们的巴利求雨的时候，巴利一点都不听他们的。
But when Elijah called out to God, rain came.
但是当以利亚向真神祷告的时候，雨就降下来了。
So they would in their minds cannot deny what Hosea was saying.
所以他们在他们的心里，他们无法抵赖何西阿所说的是真实的。
Yes. So.Hearing these two images, they should know because they have heard all the data, the facts in the past.
对他们来讲，何西阿说这个像太阳升起，像就是降雨，对他们来说是他们知道心里很清楚的那个真实的数据跟事实。
But problem is, if it stays facts and data, it doesn't really do much for people.
但是问题就出在，哪怕它是一个事实，是一个真实的数据，它对人的影响并没有太大。
Because I think if Hosea was going to reframe these words for our minds today, it would come like this.
我在想，如果何西阿在今日要对我们讲话，这句话的版本就应该是这样。
It would sound like this. Let us press to know the Lord, because His death brought us our salvation, and He will come again as He did before, as the gospel is still preached to the world.
这句经文就要变成说，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。因为耶稣的死给我们带来救恩，他耶稣还会再一次降临，然后如同福音现在传遍在地上一样。
And if Hosea was saying this, how many of you will understand what he's saying?
如果你听这个现代版的何西阿书这句话，你们当中有多少人会就是比较明白他在说什么吗？
I know many of us will probably nod our heads, go, yeah, very good.
我相信我们当中很多人就马上懂了，因为这里就是听一听，好像我们熟悉的字，他就懂了，这样子。
Because we hear these terms a lot, right? Jesus, salvation, right? Come again, etc.
哦，因为我们常常听耶稣救恩，耶稣再来，我们听得很熟悉，所以只要何西阿这样讲，我们就懂。
It's almost like we have been like wired to say amen every time we hear Jesus.
Okay, 所以就是为什么我们基督徒已经习惯了，只要人家一讲到耶稣，我们就阿门了啦，就这样子。
But I'm sure probably at the same time we have no clue what Hosea could be saying.
但是同样的，这个我们还是想讲这个现代版何西阿书这句话到底它跟你有什么关系
？See, but those who actually really know the Lord and understand, they are very encouraged.
对于真正认识神的话，这个信息是极大鼓舞的。
Because what the message is really saying is, as of today, even though their circumstance, God's mercy is still available.
这个信息是说，一直到今天，一直到如今，神他仍旧怜悯我们。
It's not too late because the message of the gospel is still preached to us today.
在现在还不算太晚，你看神的福音还在继续传给那些没有信的人，不是吗？
See, this week our young people have probably heard that there's supposed to be a rapture on Tuesday, but nothing happened. We're still here on Sunday, but the gospel is still being preached.
Okay, 就好像有一些年轻人最近听到什么就是学习到圣徒会被提哈，不过起码我们现在还在这儿了哈，我们还没有被提。
It means the good news is mercy is still available today.
我们要知道，就是神他的恩典跟他的怜悯还在我们当中。
So Hosea was urging people to know the Lord.
何西阿催促我们来认识神。
He was really asking them to know him.
他真的是要求我们要真正来认识神。
Because the word known in Hebrew, yada, it's such a powerful word.
在希伯来书的认识叫做 yada, 这是一个非常有力的字。
It's a word used for an intense depth of intimacy.
这个字是来描述这个强烈的深度的一个亲密关系。
And in that intimacy comes great power.
在这个亲密关系当中就产生了巨大的力量。
See, in the fourth chapter in Genesis, it shares that Adam knew Eve and they conceived.
在创世纪的那个里面经文里面提到亚当与夏娃同房我们中文翻成亚当与夏娃同房然后夏娃她就怀孕了。那这个同房的这个字其实在希伯来文它用的就是 yada, 就是亚当认识夏娃。
You see, when they knew each other, it came with power of creating.
你就看当人是真正的彼此深度认识他所带出来的这个创造的这个巨大的力量。
See, this true intimate knowing comes with great power, but just knowing about it's useless.
这个真正的认识带出巨大的力量，但是仅仅知道却是没有什么用处的。
See, too many of us think we know God.
我们太多时候认为自己了解认识神。
We actually know very little.
我们事实上知道的太少。
And maybe about concepts and facts about him.
我们可能知道有关于他的一些概念或是一些事实。
We are to really have this relationship with God.
我们真正应该要与神建立的是一个与神的关系。
You know, not to study him and assume like we just have to memorize vocabulary.
不是去研究啊这位神，然后以为我们了解他有很多跟神有关的词汇这样子。
You see, we have to, as Hosea is challenging the people, we got to press on to know the Lord. We got to keep going. Don't stop. There's always more to learn.
就像何西阿激励他的百姓一样，我们要竭力来认识神，不要停止，要竭力来认识他。
We're in a frightening world that we live in today.
我们现在是处在一个令人担忧的一个状态当中。
And I'll be honest to share that even some who lead churches know very little about God.
我必须要跟你分享，很多教会的领袖对神的认识也是少得可怜。
Listen, you can easily see how well someone knows God by two ways, just their prayer and the way they share the word.
就我觉得你可以很简单从两个地方就看这个人跟神的认识有多少，一个是他的祷告，一个是他分享神话语的方式。
You know, I went to, a few years ago, I went to our denomination's annual Senate meeting.
几年前我去了我们这个归正宗教派里面的一个年度大会。
And I was appalled by how they prayed.
我当时真的震惊啊，我震惊他们祷告的方式。
Many, if not all, they wrote their scriptures, I mean, they wrote out their prayers.
很多这些人啊，如果不知道是不是全部的人，他们被叫起来祷告的时候，他们手里面拿一个小抄出来，然后对着小抄念他们的祷告。
Which I guess sometimes is fine.
我想有的时候你有准备，你很重要 ，OK 啦。
But some of them put it out and they share that they're reading like lines from a secular poem.
但是有些人他拿起来念的小抄，他来念那些就是。 完全是世俗的那些诗歌的歌词
Or yeah, a secular song even.
对，就是那些世俗的歌词这样子。
And these were pastors and elders of churches in our denomination.
这些是别的教会的那些牧师啊、长老啊，他们以为这就是祷告了。
And I sat in devotionals in which leaders reflect on the passage.
我也参加过他们的灵修会，然后也坐下来听到他们。 对经文讲的信息
，and they just summarize what we just read.
然后他们的信息就是把我们刚刚读的那个经文啊，再用自己话再讲一遍，就是把它做个总结。And
others would share their opinions and try to use like a few words from the passage, but it neglects what the word of God is really saying.
然后或者是有些人他就开始讲他自己的一些想法，讲着讲着之后就是完全忽略神在这个经文里面的重点。You
see. Even leaders today in the churches have very little to do with the person of God.
你看，就是在今天的教会里面，连教会的领袖都与神他自己本身的关系是非常的少，很少真，就是有很多人是不真正认识神。Which
is why when, as Pastor Chang is away for this past 2 weeks in the English Dunamis course, we challenge our students to really reflect on their relationship with the Trinity.
在过去这两礼拜詹牧师不在的时候，我们的这个神学院的这个英文的 Dunamis 课开始的时候，我们就也是催促学生，让他们反思他们对三一真神的认识。Because
do they really have a relationship with the Trinity?
他们对三一真神真的有一个很亲密的关系吗？
Because if they don't, then all of the seminary education does nothing for us.
因为如果没有一个真实跟神三一神的关系，那你在神学院学的这一些课程这一堆，其实跟你没有太大的关系。
You know, when I was in the ordination process, I was stunned from who was in charge of examining students.
当年在我要申请要被按牧成牧师的过程当中呢，其实我在这过程当中对有一些那个办理我按牧过程的那些人神甚至人员，我很惊讶。
You know, although they were in charge of making sure candidates are ready for ministry, but I'll be honest, I'm not sure how many of them in that group actually knows God.
虽然那些人他们的责任是在 负责确保这个牧师候选人是不是认识神，但我自己怀疑他们自己认识神多少。
Yes, they have degrees to prove it. They have facts and knowledge, but I don't know that they really know who he is.
就他们在考核我的时候，我觉得他们只是认识一堆资料、资讯跟事实，我不觉得他们跟神有真实的关系。
Now, one time they asked me to pray before our examination.
他们有一次就说，来，我们开始考试前，你来祷个告。
So I opened up and I said, Father.
So 我一开始祷告我就说天父啊。
And as I finished to open my eyes, I saw that they were upset.
那我一打开我眼睛，我看到他们有些人开始不高兴了。
So they were appalled.
他们觉得很震惊，我说父啊。
Just like I was appalled when I was at Senate.
就跟我很震惊，他们为什么震惊一样。
And one of the examiners actually said he cringed when he heard me say Father.
其中有一个考官呢，很告诉我说，我当我听到你说父啊的时候，哎，我抽搐了一下。
It's unfortunate because if they actually knew God, we should know that prayer is directed to the Father.
我觉得很奇怪，因为如果他们真的读圣经，他们就会知道我们的祷告就是向阿爸父神祷告，不是吗？
But it wasn't that. They started arguing about gender.
但是他们的意思其实不是不向父祷告，他们是在强调有关于。 性别用词的问题。
So they asked, so one of the examiners, she asked me, what is the gender of God?
其中有一个人他就问我说，那你觉得神是性别是什么？
And of course she wanted me because theologically God has no gender.
那当然我们在神学院里面标准答案就是说神他没有性别哈。
But she insists,
神不是男跟女啦。
But she insists, no, you have to use the term non-binary.
但是他就说 标准答案神学院是说神他不是男神也不是女神，神是超越这一切嘛，但是他要强调我的标准答案说神是非二元性别的神。
So I realize this is a cultural disagreement, not a theological understanding of truth.
所以搞了半天他很惊讶我向父神祷告，因为他只是用现代这个很左派思想，用这种现代文化思想想要来规范我对神学的认识。
And so then it came down to the point where she didn't like me using father and son now.
到最后我不能讲父神，我也不能讲圣子，因为这些对他来说都有性别的含义在。
And she insisted that the Holy Spirit, because of Psalms, has to be a woman.
然后他却认为圣灵呢是在诗篇里面有提到过，他说圣灵是女的。
So I concluded with him, I was like, if I am in Christ.
他最后我只好很大胆跟他讲说，我在耶稣基督里。
I'm going to follow what Jesus said.
我要听从的是耶稣基督。
I'm going to call God the Father.And the spirit he, because that's what he used.
我就要说父神，那圣灵呢，英文上就是 he, 因为这是耶稣他当初他讲的。
And I know Jesus is a man, because if you read Luke, you realize he got circumcised.
那耶稣他确实当年是一个男人，因为你如果读圣经的话，你就知道他有受割礼。
Friends, it's frightening to know those running our churches have really no real knowledge of God.
啊，亲爱的，你要知道很多在我们这个教会的这个组织里面很多在这边代理的人，他们真的不认识神啊。
It makes it more important that we press and on and know the Lord.
也就是为什么在这世代当中，我们真的是更觉得更加的有这个意识，我们要来认识神，更有一个急迫性来认识他。
Because if we actually know the Lord, we will truly make changes in the way we live and act.
只要我们真的认识神，我们会真的改变我们的生活方式跟我们的行为。
Why? Because we know the simple truth.
为什么呢？因为这是一个最简单的真理。
There's nothing that we can hide from our God.
我们在神面前没有办法隐藏。
He knows everything.
他什么都知道。
Everything we ever done, he knows.
他知道我们所做的一切。
And I think we all know this.
我想我们大概目前为止都知道这一点哈。
But we seem to forget it because we don't know him that deeply.
但是我们知道会知道，我们常常在做事的时候我们会忘记，因为仿佛我们没有真正的去认识他在这件事上什么叫做他在他面前毫无隐藏。
I know that many of us, we feel moments of conviction and we want to turn to God.
我知道我们很多人会被神提醒到，我们就想要回转归向神。
But Jose argues that their love for God is like a morning cloud or a dew that fades.
但何西阿说，这些人呢，他们对神的爱呢，他们的回转就好像那个早晨的露水，一下就消散了啊，就那样子。
Why? Because simply we don't really know the Lord.
为什么呢？因为我们不真正认识他。
We still think we can hide from him.
我们认为我们可以有一些东西还是可以保留的隐藏的不要给神。
So we don't return to the Lord.
所以我们没有真正的回转归向他。
And then others are probably thinking like, what are you talking about? I am going to the Lord.
那可能有些人说，你在说什么？我是回转归向神啊。你刚刚说那个我不在里面。
See, in verse 6 of this chapter, Hosea says, I desire steadfast love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings.
在这个第六章的这个最后一节说，我喜爱怜悯，是 steadfast love, 是坚定的爱，而不喜爱祭祀。啊，这个是在刚刚第六章的第六节。
Jesus quoted from here.
耶稣他在讲到的时候，他就引用了何西阿书的这一段经文。
Not once, but twice.
不但引用一次，他引用两次。
The first time he addressed the Pharisees because they questioned why he associates himself with sinners.
第一次在耶稣回答法利赛人问题的时候，因为他看到耶稣跟那些罪人税吏坐在一起。
And he challenged them to study this, and then if you study that, you will understand what I'm doing.
耶稣当时就回应他们说，回应他们去看何西阿书，何西阿书这边神他喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀，你就会知道神的心意是什么。
And then 3 chapters later in Matthew, Jesus was challenged again by the Pharisees.
然后你如果继续往下看，三章之后呢，那个法利赛人他又再次跟耶稣提出了这个质疑。
And this time was about Sabbath.
然后这一次是有关于安息日。
And then Jesus tells him, if you actually did what I told you to study, then you'll understand what this means.
那耶稣说，我上次叫你们回去看何西阿书，你们如果真的看了，你们就会明白，不会来再来问我这个问题了。
Yeah, and you won't cast judgment on others.
你们就不会论断他人。
You see, they thought they were doing good enough.
你知道法利赛人他们觉得他们自己做得很好。
They did their offerings, their sacrifices.
他们确实不错，他们有奉献，他们也有按时祭祀。
And they assume God is happy.
他们认为神会对他们很开心啦。
And this is the reason why love fades so quickly.
这是为什么他对神的爱会遇到状况就会消失这么快的原因。
Because we think we're doing our job, but we're just doing what we think is correct.
因为我认为我们已经尽责做到我们基督徒该做的了，但是事实上我们只是在做我们认为应该做的。
But we are supposed to be walking with what God is leading us to do.
但是我们应该是要走向神要我们走的正确的道路。
And so many may think that they're returning or repenting to the Lord.
很多时候我们知道我们要repentance, 我们要悔改归向神。
But the problem is, I think we have too much church vocabulary, and I think we have forgotten or mixed up the meanings and definitions.
但可能这个挑战是我们在教会里面，这种有关于悔改的词汇太多，专有名词、属灵词汇太多，有时候我们就会被搞混或是故意忽略他的真正的意思。
Without a doubt, I'm sure we all understand we need to repent.
我们在座一定同意我们都需要悔改，对不对？
But how many of us truly actually repent?
但是我们哪在座这是挑战，不用回答我，哪应该是真正的悔改？
I think we take the first few steps of repentance.
我想我们有开始做一些有关悔改的事。
But we never fully repent.
但我们应该是没有真正做到底悔改的意义。
And therefore we're caught in this perpetual cycle of committing the same sins over and over again.
这是为什么我们常常会发现我们悔改啦，但有没有回到这个一遍又一遍这个无止境的循环当中，然后不断又陷入在最终，然后悔改，然后陷入在最终，然后又悔改。
Yes. And in repentance, we tend to use another Christianese word, which is confess.
那我们基督徒当中也很喜欢用另外一个很流行的字来讲悔改，就是认罪。
And I think we actually do confession really well.
我想我们应该在做基督徒当久了，应该都认罪认得非常好。
We confess to the Lord when we sin.
我们向神认罪，我们犯罪了。
It's great.
很好。
And some even go further, and we listen to the word, and we confess to one another.
那里面有少数人就更勇敢了，又把神的话又再多听了一句，不但向神认罪，结束之后还跑去向人认罪。
Also great.
更好。
But the problem is that I think we think that that's repentance.
但是问题出在我们以为那就是悔改了。
Because confession is just like the early steps.
认罪是悔改的第一步。
Step two is to return.
第二步你要转向。
That's what repentance means.
那是悔改真正的意义。
See, repentance means that we no longer do what we did in that situation.
悔改的意思是我们不再做原来的错事。
But now we do what God is calling us to do.
然后我们要转向去做神要我们做的事。
You see, this is where we get it wrong in repentance. We either confess and then we feel good, we keep sinning, and then we do it again and again.
我想我们这就是我们做错的地方，就是要么就是我们就是跟神认罪后我们感觉良好，然后我们犯了罪，我们就再回去认罪，再回去认罪，就是进入这个循环。
And others wanna really repent, so they wanna be different this time.
那么就是有些人说，哎，我这次要不一样了，我再也不要陷入这个循环当中。
So then they think of plans and goals to no longer be sinning.
然后这次我们就开始订立一个远大的目标，还有一步一步的计划。
The problem is that's still not repentance.
然后我们觉得我们可以靠自己这样子来，不要再犯罪。可是这个定义并不是悔改的真意啊。
Sure, you're no longer doing your sins again, but now you're still doing what you want rather than what God is asking you to do.
如果你是第二种人的话，是的，你现在确实没有再犯罪了，很好，你没有重蹈覆辙，但是你没有真正在做，但是你现在做的事情是你想做的。你没有做神要你做的。
Because if we fully repent, we have to turn to the Lord and seek Him and ask, okay, Lord,How am I going to handle this situation right now?
如果我们是真正的悔改的话，我们不是用自己方式走出来，我们要来到神面前问神说，神啊，我要怎么悔改？我要怎么，要寻求神的答案，要怎么样，我要用什么样的方式来离开这个罪？
Yes, how can I turn away from sin and into righteousness?
好能够 真正的转向归向你的这个公义。
You understand righteousness, realize it's not our righteousness, it's Christ's righteousness.
你要知道神的义啊，不是我们人的义，是神他自己的公义。
So it takes knowing him to get there.
那要怎么样做到真正做到神的义呢？我们必须要来认识神。
Or else we're going to offer up sacrifices and offerings and call it repentance, which isn't what God is asking.
至于要怎么样的来献祭啊，怎么样来做，这个其实不是神呼召人悔改的真正的意义。
See, the problem with Northern Israel is they didn't listen.
以色列北国他当初最后会被毁灭，最大的问题是他们没有把这话听进去。
They were content of what they knew.
他们满意于他们所知道的神。
Because they didn't know the Lord, they assumed that they, what they're doing was enough.
他们不够认识神，但他们自己觉得够了。
And their iniquities were adding up to a breaking point.
他们的罪孽至终累积到了一个临界点。
So God was about to cast judgment on them because their amount was enough.
那神就在那一刻说，我即将要审判你们，因为你的时间要到了。
It was time for judgment because they refused the Lord and eventually led to the fall of Northern Israel.
审判的时候到了，他们拒绝归向神，所以最终北国就被灭掉了。
But this chapter ends with this odd line that many assume is connected to chapter 7.
这个第六章最后一节呢，它是停留在一个很有意思、很奇怪的一个 note 的一个句点上面。很多解经家认为，哦，这是为了要连续接下来第七章。
You know, it says, for you also,O Judah, a harvest is appointed.
第十一节他说，犹大呀，我使被掳之民归回的时候，必有为你所命定的收场。
Can I suggest this? Hosea is sharing that the fate of Northern Israel is sealed.
我想说的是，何西阿已经在这边讲定清楚北国他的结局了。
They're gonna be destroyed.
他们是会被灭了。
But then he's telling Judah that you are next because your ledger is filling up.
但是他话锋一转，他对南国犹大说：“嘿，别高兴太早，你是下一个。
”It's at you're at a breaking point also.
你的罪也快要到临界点了。
And it's an urge for southern Judah to return to the Lord as soon as possible.
他这话是对南国的一个催促，你们要尽快归向耶和华。
You see, Judah can't judge the north and say, "Oh, we're better than them."
这个犹大呢，他不能够来论断北国，说：“哎呀，我们比你们好多了。”
I think friends, we have to really see that those around us falling, like, it's a remembrance that we can easily fall.
我们必须要知道那些曾经别人犯过的错，我们有可能也正在犯，我们也很容易犯。
See, it's not a time of celebration, but a time of reflection.
当我们看到别人现在审判中，不是我们庆祝的时候，而是我们要很努力警醒反思自己的时候。
It's really a question, am I walking with the Lord?
这是一个对自己的问题。我有没有与神同行？
You know, in the Passover celebration,
在逾越节的庆祝当中，
they have a time of mourning.
他们会有一段在mourning, 在悲哀，在悲伤的时候。
But they don't just mourn because of slavery in Egypt.
他们不是只是在难过、悲伤、缅怀他们曾经在埃及被为奴的那个年代。
They also mourn for the loss of the Egyptians because of this whole matter.
他们也同时在为以色列，就是 Can you say it again? I'm sorry.
They mourn for the Egyptians that died in the midst of the whole situation. The firstborns, the soldiers.
他们不但为他们自己被奴而难过，他们也为这整个事件过程当中埃及人他们的头生，他们所有人死掉的人来难过。
Because it's supposed to be a reminder that deliverance comes with a cost.
因为这样子的经验提醒我们，提醒他们，也提醒我们，神带来的释放其实背后是有代价的。
That they have fallen, but you are delivered.
是那一些悖逆的人，他们在这样子的悖逆当中，他们沦丧了，好让你得到提醒，你能够被释放。
It's not a celebration when our enemies fall, but it's supposed to be a reminder of ourselves.
当你看到悖逆的人他沦丧的时候，不是庆祝仇敌被打败的时候，而是提醒我们自己不要成为下一个，我们要紧紧跟随神。
It's just like Paul shares in Romans.
就像保罗他在罗马书里面所分享的。
It says the Jews had to fall for our sake so that we would enter into covenant.
好像犹太人他的沦丧。 好使我们这些Gentile, 好使我们这些外邦人有机会来认识神。
So we have no right to claim that, oh, the Jews screwed up.
我们没有资格说啊，就是你们犹太人自己搞砸，你们不接受神啊。
But we have to pray and recognize that their error, their collapse is for us to enter.
我们必须要能够认知这件事情，要为他们祷告，因为他们曾经的堕落，让这救恩的计划传到了我们每一个人。
And thank, we're thankful that Hosea gave them such a weighty message.
我很感激何西阿，他在那个时候给了这样子一个沉重又有力的一篇讲章。
That you have to return to the Lord.
但我们必须要归向耶和华。
But I don't know how much the people understood what Hosea was saying.
但我不知道我们多少人真正明白何西阿的心意。
But I don't know how many of us actually see the weight because I think we can see it even more clear.
我不知道当时多少人能够明白这件事情，但我想我们现今我们能够看得更清楚。
Because as new covenant people, you realize this great message.
当我们一起来看的时候，你会看到神给我们一个很重要、很伟大的信息。
Because as he's saying, come, let's return to the Lord, and that he would torn us, but he may heal us. He has struck us down, he will bind us up. But then it says, 2 days he will revive us, and on the third day he will raise up, and on that we may live before him.
他说，来吧，让我们归向，回转归向耶和华。他撕裂我们，他也必医治；他打伤我们，他也必缠裹。第二节，过两天，他必使我们苏醒；第三天，他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。
And yes, the Old Testament people listening to this, if they're going to receive this, it's by faith.
在旧约的人呢，他们看到这段的时候，他们只能凭着信心领受了。
But we have received it by sight.
但是我们新约的人呢，我们可以看见神耶稣他真实为我们在死里复活，我们凭着眼见就能相信。
Jesus came and he died for us.
耶稣他来为我们的罪而死。
And he rose again the third day.
他第三天复活。
It's a proof that though we are torn, he may heal us. Even though we're struck down, he will bind us up.
这是大大证明了我们虽然是被撕裂，但是我们会被医治。我们虽然被打伤，但是我们要被缠裹。
So all we need to do is return to the Lord.
我们所做的事情就是要回转归向神。
Friends, because of the plans of you, the Heavenly Father wants to be in union with you.
朋友们，因为天父对我们的计划就是我们要与天父来联合。
Because of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督他在十字架上的死。
Because of the sustaining work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵他不断扶持的工作。
The Lord is not just going to perhaps heal you, but he's going to revive us.
神不是只是也许他会医治我们，神他一定要来复兴我们。
And the proof of that is in us because of how we respond to the work of the Spirit, convicting us of our sins.
在我们里面的证明就是我们要怎么样来回应圣灵他在我们里面的工作。
Moving us to confess our sins and asking the Father to lead us out.
求神让我们知罪，让我们能够承认自己的罪，求神能够带领我们走出来。
And the Spirit is going to be with us to be our guide.
那圣灵在这当中要成为我们的引导。
And the gospel message has always been like this.
朋友们，这个今天的讯息是这个。
It's always been this. You can come to Jesus.
你可以来到神耶稣面前。
You think a man died for you already years in advance?
你认为一个多年前为你而死的人
？Let me elaborate. For you, he died for you years in advance.
好，让我再来讲一遍。多年前耶稣他为了你哦，多年前已经为你死了。
Because a man that died for you years in the past is going to reject you.
一个人在你还没有生出来之前，他已经为了你未来会所有犯的罪已经为你死了。那你现在要拒绝这样子一位已经为你死的人吗？
Let me be theologically unsound a little bit and be a little bit real.
让我用神学上不是一个好像很清楚不是神学的方式来讲，我就用很真实的口吻来告诉你。
He already died for you.
他已经为你死了。
He already gave his life for you.
他已经为了你摆上他的生命。
If you like it or not.
不管你喜欢不喜欢。
He is stuck with you.
他被你击伤了。
It's like God brought a car or a house and it turns out to be a dud.
他已经跟你在一起，但是就好像 say it again.
it's bad. Bought a bad house, bad car.
Okay, 就好像你今天有了一个 bad house
or bad car.
Okay, 有个不好的房子或者一个很坏的车子。
But he paid in full.
但是就我懂了。就好像今天你买了一个很烂的房子，买了一个很烂的车子，你说哎呀，我就是卡在这个烂房烂车里。但是耶稣已经为你付上这个代价。
Yeah, there's no return policy.
也不需要退回。
So he stuck with it.
耶稣 stuck with 你这个烂房烂车。
And so he's gonna deal with it rather than abandoning it.
耶稣他必须要来医治你。
Because he's that good.
因为他就是这么的爱你。
You see, humanity will always find a way to get out and abandon it.
Get out and abandon it. Okay. 你知道我们其实是很希望能够我们常常是觉得在这种情况底下我们都很想逃跑，我们想要 离开 丢掉这种东西。
But friends, listen, God will never abandon.
但是神他不会丢弃我们。
Because he's not man, he's God.
人会丢弃我们，人要看到不好了，人要把我们丢弃，但神不会。
But the worst part of this relationship is that you just can't see it.
但是在这样子的一个关系当中，一个很可惜最糟的部分是我们其实看不到。
Jesus is waiting for you to run to him.
神正等在我们奔跑向他前行。
So he can intercede for you with the Spirit.
所以他可以在我们生命当中来干预我们现在的一些困难，他来帮助我们，用圣灵来帮助。
He wants to intercede against your judgment.
他要在我们的生命当中要来掌管我们，要来兼顾我们的处事的方法。
But instead, so many of us we run the opposite way.
但是我们太多人却是往另外一个方向走。
And anything he's doing for you makes you run further and further away.
有可能耶稣他所做的事情让你好像要跑得更远。
So he painfully had to let you go for a little while in hopes that you'll finally choose to run back to him.
所以耶稣他很痛苦的就是让你跑远，然后他为你祷告，他在等你回来。
Would you choose to return to the Lord who loves you?
你会选择回转归向爱你的神吗？
Friends, I tell our English congregation often,
朋友们，我常常跟我们英文堂的孩子们这样说。
No, even though we come to church,
纵使我们来教会，
we listen to the enemy way too much compared to God.
你仍旧在这个每天生活当中，你听到仇敌的声音远远多过神的话。
So what? You're in a terrible situation.
就算你在一个很糟的环境当中，那又怎么样呢？
Why you shut down and you quit and give up?
为什么在你觉得很糟，你就放弃了，你就什么都不要做，你就摆烂了。
If you truly believe God is the creator of all things and he placed you in this situation,
如果你真的相信神他创造一切，他把你放在这样子的一个环境当中，
You don't believe that he'll provide the providence in your blessing and in your suffering?
难道不会相信他既然把你放在这样子困难当中，他会在困难当中供应你一切所需，能够带领你走出来吗？
And next week in the Heidelberg, he's going to say this, right? You know why the Father is doing this?
下个礼拜我们在海德堡教会里面，我们会讲到，你知道神他是为什么要这样做吗？
It's for the sake of Christ, his son.
是为了耶稣基督。
He's going to provide for the sake of Christ, his son.
他会供应你是因为耶稣基督。
And that will always be secure.
仇敌他永远会想在这当中要来抢夺。
So friends, I encourage you, he will provide if you would come to Jesus.
朋友们，他一定会供应你，不管在什么样的光景，他一定会。
Because for the sake of Jesus, the Father will provide, friends. So don't give up and listen to the enemy.
为了耶稣基督的缘故，他一定会供应你，不要放弃。
Instead, come, return to the Lord.
不但不要放弃，要回转，要回转，回转归向神。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your death and your resurrection.
主啊，我们感谢你为我们的死，以及你为我们的救恩。
I think a lot of times we forget what you have done.
我们好多时候忘了你所为我们做的一切。
So Lord, help us to come and return to you.
帮助我们能够来回转归向你。
Let us remind ourselves that in anything that we ever done, Lord, we can always come back to you.
让我们能够知道这件事情，不论我们在一生当中做了什么事，我们永远可以回转归向你。
So may your people come and return.
让我们这些人都能够回转归向。
That they would be healed.
让能够回转而被医治。
That they would be bound up.
他能够被缠裹。
And they would be revived.
能够被复兴。
And Lord, this is certain because Lord, you proved it to us by your death.
神啊，这是确切的，因为你在十字架上的死已经向我们显明了。
So may your people return.
愿我们都回转。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Friends, maybe rise and respond.
让我们一起起立，我们来回应诗歌。
To Jesus.
我们一起来到耶稣面前。
I share with our young adults. I give them this blessing at the end of service often.
我有跟年轻人分享过，我分享这样子的一个祝福。
It comes from 1 Thessalonians 5.
它是从帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
That their God would sanctify them.
他们的神会使他们成圣。
And that their whole body, soul, and spirit will be held blameless until Christ returns.
他们的全心、全身、全灵会归向耶稣，直到耶稣基督再来。
And the powerful line of what Paul says is that though for the reason why is because God is faithful.
那保罗在这边最强有力的信息就是为什么会呢？是因为耶稣神他是信实的。
Because He is always faithful, even when we're not faithful.
神是信实的，纵使我们不信实。
And because he's faithful, he'll definitely do it.
因为他是信实的，他一定会使我们成圣拯救。
He will sanctify us.
他会使我们成圣。
However, we have to stay in sanctification.
那我们要做的就是我们要停留在神的圣洁里。
If we run and return to the Lord, He will always sanctify us.
当我们起来回转归向他，他一定会使我们成圣。
So may we no longer respond in our sins of our own actions.
让我们不要再用我们自己的反应来面对我们的罪恶。
And as we confess, may we walk to Jesus.
当我们要来认罪的时候，我们要回转来到神面前。
And let the Spirit be our guide of what's next.
让圣灵成为我们的引导。让引导我们接下来该如何的来悔改。
Because your good father has the plan already.
因为我们在天上的良善的阿爸父神，他有一个极美好的计划。
And then you realize all life is not about releasing sin.
在那个时候，我们就会明白，我们的生命不是只是在于从罪中得到释放而已。
Because you realize Jesus did that all.
因为你明白耶稣他已经在十字架上做好了。
So your work in life is for Him and Him alone.
至于我们的生命是要交给神，唯独为他而活。
So let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, may we trust in your plan.
父啊，让我们来相信你的计划。
Lord Jesus, may we trust the cross was enough for us.
主耶稣基督，帮助我们相信十字架足够了。
And Spirit, may we realize that your guidance for us is the best.
圣灵啊，帮助我们相信你的指引是最好的。
So God, the Trinity,
所以三位一体的真神啊，
help us to walk with you,
帮助我们与你同行，
in union,
合一，
in love,
在爱里，
in depth of intimacy,
在深度的亲密关系当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，
Amen. Amen. Let's have a time of offering.